This week's episode of Choose Don't Excuse is sponsored by Muscle Donut. Muscle Donuts are gluten-free, baked, never fried, hand-dipped, and packed with 10 grams of protein. That's right, 10 grams of protein. We absolutely love them. In fact, it is one of Judy's absolutely favorite treats. If you enjoy living a healthy lifestyle, but donuts are your weakness, check out themuscledonut.com. Aloha! And welcome to another episode of Choose, Don't Excuse. I'm Jody.
And I'm Judy.
And every week we get together to explore the power of choice in every aspect of your life. And I tell you, the last 3 weeks have been a little chaotic, if you haven't noticed.
I would say that when we actually said aloha this time, I'm thinking my only thought was, oh my gosh, I'd rather seriously be in Hawaii.
That's right exactly now. What I thought.
Seriously, this is just because of the situation we're in. In the COVID, all this COVID crap. I just feel like I want to be gone. And aloha was perfect saying that because I just can picture the beach, the palm trees, and the smell of coconut oil. Yeah.
Yeah. I think everybody's wanting a release. They're wanting a break, you know, because every day is a new day of I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Yeah. It's just every day is an uncertain day because you're not sure, like, well, are they going to do this now? Is this going to happen now? What's the, you know, what is happening? And I think it's really made for, I don't know, I guess I want to say made for quite a discussion with people, but I feel like it's just made more anxiety and issues to the point where, I mean, our own kids are, well, it's just within our own family. We can feel the stress and the problems that are happening, and it's happening in every family, happening with every person. And that, I think that's the one thing though, that's actually kind of created this whole lockdown, safe at home, self-quarantined situation. It's actually made us all equal. You know what I mean?
Oh, interesting.
Across the board. Yeah. It's just all, I feel like we have one thing.
It's leveled the playing field.
Well, more and more so in the sense of that everybody has this issue. Every single person has that same issue. I mean, I guess to say like every single person has an issue to be, you know, I guess with work or with, you know, kids or with, they've got something. But this is something that is common across the board, the same virus is out there for all of us. I know that sounds a little like trite, I guess, because I'm thinking we have any virus out there that can affect all of us or that can affect us, right? But some people more so than others. But this one is so unknown that it's unknown to every single person.
We all are universally affected by this one. Yeah. In the past, we haven't been universally affected.
No.
And I think that's been the biggest challenge. But to me, what's been really interesting is that it has, while we have had to, you know, get creative in how we're going to go to work and what and making sure that we're sequestered safe at home, what it's done is it's provided very unique opportunities within our own family to get very real, very creative, very direct, very open, and say, all right, guys, what are we going to do as a family? And these are probably things that we should have been doing all the time already. But to actually, you know, have Jessica go, hey, I'd like to paint tonight. And all of a sudden we get out the paints and some paper and we painted. And then one night you guys tie-dyed t-shirts. And so we've done really interesting creative activities to keep everybody engaged. And those have been really, really fun.
Well, you know, the thing is, though, I probably more so because it was kind of one night after the other night, right? Back to back.
Yeah.
We would do something. Because typically, as a family, we would definitely do something at least once a week.
Right.
And we would go out, at least you and I, on a date once a week. And we would make sure that on Sundays, that was our family time, we would be doing that once a week. So we had something, at least as a family, once a week. But now it's more so we have something every night. We're doing something together, kind of. I don't think it's every night, though. I think that we're, you know, because they still have school now and they still are doing, you know, their own thing. But I know what you're saying. We're just more cognizant of it. We're more mindful of it.
Well, and the kids usually are running off to hang out with their kids or,
their friends
uh-huh. or, you know, they have dates or they're going to work. And all of a sudden now the entire family is sitting at home together looking at each other going, what are we going to do? I don't know. What are you going to do? I don't know. What are you going to do? You know, and so to me, it's really put some cool, it's created some cool opportunities for us to spend time together that I don't think we otherwise would have done. I don't think we would have painted.
Well, actually, you know, we would have. Because you know why? Because actually, Jessica and I have talked about that with things that we were going to do, just her and I. So
oh,
we
I
just
love
did it as a family, and she came up with it. So that was good. I just, no, and but I think what you're, to your point, you're saying that she also, she was coming up with some things.
Yes.
And so, you know, here's the thing. I guess with this, I feel like, yeah, you know, it's like, oh, look it, we should spend time with our family. Well, we should have been doing that the whole time.
Absolutely.
And I feel like you and I, as much as we enjoy what we do with our work, we also enjoy our family. And again, we at least do once a week something with our family and then once a week something with each other. So definitely that. But now it's more every day and it's every day something. And here's the thing. I think that we are getting creative, which is good, but shouldn't we have been spending time? Shouldn't everybody have been spending time?
Oh, I agree. Absolutely.
It kind of makes me think like, what kind of parents are we in this aspect?
Yeah, it's like, where are our true priorities? And I think it's so easy to get caught up in, you know, earning the bread, bringing home the bacon and supporting your family that probably some of the most important things that we should be doing as parents and as families is actually making sure that we're spending quality time together. You know, it's interesting because earlier, in fact, I just posted this podcast with Caleb Valle on my Father's Fire podcast, and he and I were talking about what he's been doing with his two-year-old. Right. So now he's a stay at home dad. And he said, you know, it's interesting because I would take him to the park and I would in my mind go, I have an hour to be here. And so right at an hour, I would start like wanting to wind up and he's still wanting to play. And it made me think, it's like, how many times are we watching the clock when we're with our family or with our kids or with our spouse and we're not really fully present? And he said something really interesting. He said, I was watching the clock and I was kind of rushing to complete the play date with my son so that I could get back to the house and do some things. And all of a sudden the thought came to me, it's like, I need to push my limits for my son. He's like, he was mentally done with being at the playground, but his son was still having fun with him. And I think a lot of times we rush moments that otherwise could be really, that could create great memories, not only for our kids, but also for ourselves and create those bonding moments that really bind us together as a family.
Well, and that brings up another subject about the things that now that we're looking at, okay, we can't go out, we can't do this, we, you know, those things that we can't do. We have to look at the things that we can do. So turn it to the things that we can do. So he can spend time with his son. Those are actually the things that we've been taking for granted. And I think that's what we've realized too, is that we take for granted that we could just go to a movie if we wanted to go to a movie. We can just go to the movie theater.
Yeah.
We take for granted that we can just go to the store and not have to worry about wearing masks and gloves and all those things. We just go to the store if we need to pick up something. It's like those things that we've taken for granted, we're now grateful for. So it's a great reset for all of us. This whole thing it has been, you know, granted, I'm looking at it in the most positive way possible, the blessings of COVID. Right? I mean, that's going to be the name of our podcast today, the blessings of COVID. But, you know, as much of it as it is a negative, you know, situation, because obviously it is a negative thing, especially with those that have it, have contracted it and have even died from it. And, you know, we send our love out to all those families and that have lost loved ones and that are afflicted by this. We know some people that have been afflicted by it, ourselves, our very close friends and family. But I just the thought of the reset that it's given everybody across the, not just U.S.,
across the globe.
Across the globe, it's made us think more so, what is it in our lives that we need to not take for granted, so that we need to be grateful for, and take pause to reflect on what's important. So that's kind of where I feel like, you know, I am, you know, I know everybody is, I'm sure everybody is so tired of this and hearing further out, oh, we've got to move it another week. Oh, we've got to move it out another month. Oh, we've got to. And it's like the kids, oh, like school might be closed. Now it is all the way closed. Now we're not going to have graduation. Now we're, you know, or your jobs. It's like, well, we can push it out another month. Well, maybe we might lose our job now. It's like, oh my gosh, that uncertainty, it doesn't feel like a blessing at all. And granted, that particular part probably isn't, but it's what we have to do now to change our minds, because I know that I can go in a very dark place if all I could think about is what's going to happen. How am I going to get through this? What are we going to do? What, you know, if I keep questioning everything and not have some kind of peace, it's going to eat me up.
Yeah.
And it's going to put me in the dark spin and go back down to depression. And I refuse to go there. So the only things I can think about are the things that I can do and the things that are my blessings that I am grateful for. That's kind of where
one of the things that I've really struggled with, and you struggle with this as well, is the phrase social distancing. I despise that phrase. And I've really come to the mindset that it's not that we need social distancing. What we need is we need physical distance with social connection. And so we are all trying to figure out how we bridge the gap of space that we're so used to having. And what I'm discovering is that there are so many ways that we can actually connect with each other without actually being physically present. And it was really interesting because this morning I was sitting in the kitchen, I was working remotely, and all of a sudden I heard the FedEx guy pull up to our house. Normally, I would run out to the door. I would open the door, grab the package for him, say, thank you, man, I hope you have a great day. And it was really interesting because today, I actually waited for him to get out of the van. He walked up to the door, placed it on the door, and I'm in the living room looking out the window. And then as he's walking away, I open the door, grab the package, and I said, hey, man, I just want to thank you for bringing our package. I appreciate your service. Great job. And he's like, oh, thank you so much. And it was a really interesting experience because I'm so used to being very present one-on-one. And I want and I yearn to have that connection. And yet, I found a way to still connect over the distance. And I think that there are opportunities, if we look for them, that we can find those opportunities to connect and uplift people despite the distance that we're being asked to, you know, adhere to help, you know, stop the spread of this virus.
Yeah, no, and I really appreciate that. I think that it's important in the words that we say, the connections that we can make, at least, even if it's just via texting a friend, calling a friend, all those things that you can do. I mean, we have the internet. We really have no excuse for not still being able to connect. But I know what you're saying with the social distancing. I don't like that term either. Because it's just really physical distancing. I remember when I first heard social distancing, I thought, okay, so now we can't be on social media? What are they saying? You know, so I get it. But that's perfect, the way you, you know, interacted with the person. And it feels so weird, right? We go to the store. Here's the funny thing. It's like, and I know everybody's experiencing this. So if we have to go to the store, we go, and then you just make sure someone crosses your path. You have to make sure they're quite a distance away from you.
So weird.
And everybody's like waiting for each other. So they're quite polite. I mean, yes. It's been very polite here, and I haven't had an issue. It's just like, oh, okay, you go. Thank you. You know, whatever. And that's been good. But here's the thing that, and I'm going to go back to the taking for granted. I want to spin that, actually. Instead of taking for granted, it's more of like, now's the reminder, again, this is a pause and a reset. Now's the reminder of the things that we talked about, like what's really important. But think about the things you said too, that, oh, I'll do it later. Oh, I'll see them later. Oh, I'll talk to them. You know, I'll go do that another time, or whatever. Yeah, we'll go on a trip later. You know, we'll just, and now we're looking at going, is there going to be a later?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be doomsday. I'm not saying that we're dying. I'm just saying, like, when are we going to be able to have normalcy again? And is it going to be the new normal? I mean, is it going to be a normal like we used to, or is it a new normal? Well, I mean, I predict a new normal. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think it's going to just be quite different.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to create, though, my own normalcy in my life with the adapting to the issues at hand. You know, you talk about, like, what can you do to bridge that gap of that social distancing? Okay, physical distancing. Social connection is what you call it. So, you know, so I work with Alaska Airlines, and I'm on the phone with guests, and those are passengers. And it's interesting, the calls I'm getting, every time someone calls through, I answer with, hi, thank you for calling Alaska Airlines, you know. And I try to be super cheery. I'm actually smiling as I'm speaking. And because it shows through. I mean, I hope you all know that. Like, when you are speaking on the phone, if you're smiling, it really shows through. And so, because I'm sure, like, when you're listening to us, you can tell when we're serious, when we're laughing, when it's funny, when we're not, you know, whatever. But in that case, I was thinking about how the person on the other end, I'm trying to be cheery. They're going to hear me. That's my first voice is going to be smiley. And I'll hear, oh, you know, I'm doing all right, you know. And I say, oh, what can I help you with? You know, so I'm still asking, still being cheery. And I'm cheery actually throughout the entire conversation, trying to help them. But the first, the feeling is, and it's because obviously it's about their travel and they're going to have to cancel now because they can't go anywhere. So they're really down. I mean, it's kind of, it's a little taxing when every single discussion you get is not a happy discussion. It's not about going to a wedding. It's because they had to cancel the wedding. It's not about going to someone's anniversary or going to your own anniversary travel. It's because they had to cancel it. So they're sad. And I get that. So my point I'm trying to make is you can be the difference by just in your tone of talking to somebody. And I know if you're the person that's actually having a hard time, then I would say for sure, reach out to somebody, to a friend, to whoever you find that you can talk to, and talk to them about what you're feeling, because we're not meant to do this alone. And that's why, you know, when you talk about social connection, I mean, I feel like that's just where I can do it right now, is with all the, besides with my own family, it's just with people that I come in contact with on the phone and trying to uplift them through this trying time. I'm really concerned, honestly, that people are taking this, well, for sure we take it seriously, but I'm saying people are really
internalizing it.
Yeah, internalizing it, down on it. I mean, I know we are. We've had moments where we're like, oh my gosh, we are done. What is going on? And it's like, okay. But again, I have to go back to what can I control and ground myself in that what I can control, and then let go of what I can't. And I can't control the uncertainty. All I can do is do what I'm supposed to do to the best of my ability.
One of the things that I've been reminded of, that there are dark moments in life. But there always is light. And sometimes you get the opportunity to be the light for other people. And when we can embrace that opportunity, that responsibility, that gift to be the light for other people, it gives us light in those dark moments. And I think that is one of the great opportunities, one of the great blessings about COVID, is that it is putting all of us in a situation where we are seeking light, strength, and encouragement from each other. We're exploring ways of how we can bridge the gap of physical distance and really creating those social connections that bind us together. And as we're working through those, it makes us better individuals when we embrace the attitude and the opportunity of truly being able to be a servant to lift other people in a dark moment.
Yeah, and that's truly it, right? How do you, in order for you to get out of yourself and out of your, I don't want to say pity party, because this is a really tragic kind of time. And so it's not that you're not having a pity party, you're just trying to navigate this. And navigating the uncertainty is not an easy, it's not easy, but it's not only not easy, but it's unknown. So all of that, right? You're trying to navigate something that you don't even know how to control. That's a lot of what the issues are. We can't control it the way we would want to control it. Right. We want to stop it. We can't seem to stop it ourselves. The way we can stop it is to, you know, make sure we're washing our hands, make sure we're staying, you know, following the guidelines, right? Those are the things that we can do. But in this, now I can't remember where I was going with it, but but that's really the part that's the most difficult, I think, is when it's uncertain. Oh, I know what I was talking about. When it's uncertain, you don't know what to do. So here's the thing. I think the best thing we can do, and that's what you're talking about, is being a light, is actually serving others. Because you actually get out of yourself, out of your own, your own mind, you know, your own world of what's going on around you, what's going inside your, you know, what's even going on in your own family, whatever's going on there. And thinking outside of yourself will help you not only bridge that gap of social, what is it called? What did we call it?
Social distancing.
Yeah, but not that. What did you
call
it?
Social connection.
Social connection. Thank you. It's like only a few minutes ago and I can't remember. But it's like not only bridging that social connection, but it's bridging the ability for yourself to connect with, how do I say this? Connect with yourself. Because a lot of times, I don't know if a lot of times, but I feel that uncertainty makes you feel, it's uncomfortable. So in order to ground yourself and connect yourself, serve others. I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. Okay. And, you know, this morning I actually saw somebody's post on Facebook, and in their post, I could tell that they were in a dark spot. They were feeling isolated. They were feeling frustrated. They were feeling constrained because of what's happening with COVID. And so rather than just type out a message, I actually voice recorded a little text voice message and sent it to this person. And just said, hey, I just saw your post. I wanted to let you know that I'm thinking about you. We're going to get through this. And, you know, I said a couple other things that I was trying to be an inspiration and an uplift to this person. And that person just sent me back this nice, just this beautiful reply. It's like, oh, I'm so grateful that you reached out. Thank you for your kind words. It is exactly what I needed to hear this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things is we need to be looking for those opportunities to reach out and be that bridge to people of hope and light so that they can get through the dark moments of their life. Because right now, there is, as you've said, there is a lot of uncertainty. But what doesn't have to be uncertain is how we interact with each other and how we rally around each other and how we lift each other up as we get through this. And in those dark moments, we find the blessing and the strength of each other.
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah, you rally around each other. You can lift each other up. But here's the thing. I was just trying to think of, like, why aren't we doing that anyways in a, just a normal basis?
Right? I agree.
I mean, you would do that for anybody if they're, you know, down and out, whatever. You do that anyways. But I think, and this goes back to where I was saying when I'm getting the calls, there, every single call is somebody that's just, they're pretty down. And that's not a great feeling, right, for them. And so that's what I'm saying is, or what I think is happening is, it's hard for someone to come out of that so that they can help others. But here's the benefit. When you do that, it actually benefits you too. It's this reciprocal effect.
Yeah.
So you, yes, you probably have to, you know, muster up some strength to go and be that person that says hey to somebody else and talking to them. At the same token, once they respond to you, it just feeds you. It's, you can't help but feed off of each other when it's a positive aspect or a positive, you know, interaction.
Yeah. I am coming to the realization more and more, especially as we are struggling with our own self-doubts and our weaknesses, that we need to be the strength while we're finding the strength.
Yep.
And when we can be the strength for other people, as you point out, we are all lifted. We are all, you know, elevated. We're all inspired by each other's love and devotion to each other. And if we can find those moments and look for those moments to serve and reach out when we maybe don't necessarily feel like we should, that will make all the difference, and be willing to receive the reaching out, be willing to receive the gifts of love and support. And that is what's been really unique for me. I think the biggest challenge is that I think what makes this really unique is we're all going through it simultaneously. It seems like before, you know, you would be up, I'd be down, our friends would be up, they, you know, we'd be down, or vice versa. And so, but all of a sudden now, like you said at the beginning, we're all on a level playing field. We're all experiencing this uncertainty. So now it's all of our opportunity to rally around each other and create that social connection that will endure beyond Corona.
So one of the things that I was thinking about too is just this one quote that I love from all our Beachbody workouts, the affirmation from Barblend. And this one affirmation says, I am positive. I think good thoughts and attract good things in my life. And really, I need that. I know that, you know, positivity seems to be overrated right now. It probably is even, you know, people are probably thinking, oh, gosh, I'm tired of hearing that, right? But here's what I think about it with a positivity. You know, when you have something great going on in your life, right, there could be one little thing, or let's just say you have one great day. You just have, you know, wonderful day. You know, you've been able to do all the things you wanted to do, whatever, had a, you know, happy time with family, friends, whatever, right? Good day at work. And then one thing, you get home and something happens. I don't know, the milk got spilt. Okay. Cause I know that, you know, I just talk about like crying over spilt milk. Like, so what? That milk got spilt, but guess what? That's what ends up being focused on. And I actually have no idea why we do that to ourselves. We do. We think about like our whole day could be awesome, but this one thing that happened really crappy, then you're like focused on that. So the only thing I can think of is that we allow ourselves to think about the one thing that went crappy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we allow ourselves to go there, and then we just have that downward spiral from there. But I think it's, if we can stop that focus and start remembering what are the good things, that's how one way we can overcome that negative thought or getting in that downward spiral. And when we change it so that we can erase that and focus on the good, then you, even the seemingly other bad things that might be happening during that day or that week may not be so bad because you're learning how to change that. Honestly, the negative things or the bad things that are happening, they're only bad because that's the value you put on it. So, for instance, if we have like a situation where let's just say your kid brings home, well, they're not bringing stuff home from school right now, but let's just pretend that they bring home a report card that has an F, right? And it's bad. That's what you've said. You know, you think, okay, that's horrible. Why you got an F? What's going on? What, you know, and it just kind of brings down your day and it brings down your kid's day and all that kind of stuff. You can look at it instead of, okay, yeah, what happened here? And start maybe asking the questions. Why is that so bad? What happened? Why do I think that's bad? Well, maybe the question is, what can I help you with? Are you, you know, is this a struggle in this class or is there something else going on? What can I do to help you? And so you can turn it into a positive by thinking of it as a teaching opportunity or a learning opportunity, not only for them, but for you, especially, you know, a learning opportunity to figure out what's going on. Maybe there's actually some kind of a learning situation. Maybe there's something else going on that's socially, you know, a problem with the family, with the kid. I mean, you know, there could be numerous things, but that's how a negative, or a bad situation can be turned positive by looking, maybe asking questions. I'm not sure if I'm making much sense, but what I'm trying to say here is the value you put on a situation is what it's going to be. So we're looking at COVID, right? Let's look at COVID. I think it's negative because, well, it's hurting people. It's also killing people. That to me isn't a great thing, but what can we learn from it from here? Well, we're learning that we should be not think take things for granted. We're learning that we can be closer together by figuring out what our priorities in life are. What other things?
The real need to be truly connected to each other and to really be to serve each other. You know, the thing that I keep thinking about, and yes, this can be viewed as dark moments, but as I reflect on my life, it's in the dark moments that I grew the most. That we as a family, we as a couple grew the most because we dug in deep and we looked to figure out new ways to solve a problem. And so I keep looking at kind of the experiences that we're going through as a family and as a business and all these things. And I'm going, man, there are so many opportunities for us to grow and to become more efficient and to reach out and put our arms around each other. So yes, while overall, I think it has a negative, you know, impact, which it obviously does, on our global economy, our global situation. But there are so many opportunities for us to grow. And are you embracing this opportunity to grow on a personal level, a family level, a relationship level? Or are you just going to come out of this event the same as you were before? Only negative and depressed and going, woe is me, instead of going, wow, this event enabled me to develop new skills. It enabled me to develop new compassion. It enabled me to figure out creative ways to reach out to people and serve them. And most importantly, it gave me some solid time with my family that now I have some really precious memories with you, the girls and the boys, because we had some concerted, focused time where we had to get creative and we embraced it. Anyway, thank you guys so much for joining us this week as we've explored the blessings of COVID. I mean, it almost seems like it's ironic to say that, but really, as you look back on your life, those challenging moments in my experience are the experiences that bring about the greatest growth and the greatest blessings in your life. But it's hard when you're in the middle of it to view that as an opportunity for growth. So embrace the growth. And as always, thank you guys for joining us. Make sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review and share this with your friends. And we will catch you next week. Mahalo!